This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
With the help of artificial intelligence, there's a new wild, wild west on the internet where scammers are pretty much free to pick your pocket. Security experts are warning people that you can be scammed out of your money or even real estate by deepfake audio or video clips. And there aren't a lot of safeguards in place right now. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. The technology is evolving more quickly than security experts can design or implement safeguards. As reported by BiggerPockets, scammers orchestrated a $25 million heist by impersonating the CEO of a multinational company. Hong Kong authorities say the money was transferred by an employee after a video conference call with who he thought was the CEO, but it wasn't. Experts are worried that these deep fakes will grow even more realistic, making it difficult for potential victims to know the difference. And this could impact real estate investors, who often conduct business over the internet. The scammer could use a deep fake impersonation to intercept a payment or get access to sensitive information. There's always been a big risk of fraud when it comes to real estate, but smart investors have known how to protect themselves. Before this new realm of AI fraud, you could look for things like misspelled email addresses and make sure to check in with your agent in person or by phone before you transfer any large amounts of money. Now you can't trust that phone call. The voice at the other end could be an imposter. The National Association of Realtors is saying that an in-person meeting will be crucial to avoid being scammed. And that means that investors involved in long-distance transactions should plan on conducting their business face-to-face, or at the very least, have a face-to-face meeting with a local agent who can verify that a phone number is authentic. There's also the possibility that scammers will use AI to falsify documents to support whatever fraud they're committing. So a more careful check of documents sent electronically will also be needed. Policymakers are attempting to get legal standards in place, but it's a game of catch-up at this point. Last year, the Biden administration outlined a list of security standards that we need to implement. Among them, privacy measures, protection against civil rights violations, and rules that prevent government misuse of AI. The FTC has also issued a new rule that makes it a federal offense to impersonate business or government individuals in interstate commerce. But the FTC's chair said that rule was already out of date by the time it was implemented. That led to a supplemental rule that also bans the use of AI to impersonate individuals. There's also debate on whether AI developers should be held responsible if their AI platforms are used for nefarious purposes. At this point in time, the best defense is a good dose of media literacy. Don't blindly trust what might look a little off. If it looks or sounds too good to be true, check into it. Look more closely at your documents and be aware of AI trends and scams that are making headlines. The National Cybersecurity Alliance has a few recommendations. Number one, be mindful of what you share. That means it might be time to change your social media settings to private, limit who can see your photo, and use watermarks on any images that you do put on the internet. Number two, follow AI news. Stay on top of the latest AI developments and what the scammers are up to. Three, beware of phishing attempts. Check into anything coming from an unknown source. Find out if it's legit before you respond, which means do not click on any links, don't download any files, or share any private information before you verify the source. Four, report deepfakes. If you see a falsified image of yourself or someone you know, report it and file a complaint with federal authorities. Fortunately, there's also an upside to the development of artificial intelligence. Many real estate investors and professionals are already making use of AI tools to streamline their operations, provide better communication with their clients and/or tenants, gather in-depth information about the housing market more quickly, and make smarter investment decisions. And those tools will also be getting much better and making it easier for both new and seasoned investors to choose the right deal. AI fraud can certainly turn your world upside down, but using AI in constructive ways could lead to much greater success in whatever you're trying to accomplish. Well, that's it for this episode. You can read more about these stories by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out our upcoming live event on May 4th. It'll be in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can sign up again at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fetke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.